My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The quarterback that has the most to prove in the NFC East this year, by far not even a question, is Daniel Jones. Like that dude...
1,000%.
I mean... In the poll question that we're running, it's like Dak is leading it. Daniel Jones is barely second. But again, for two different reasons. Dak, we saw what he did in the regular season last year. It was great. Then he was like a deer caught in the headlights in that game against the Packers. In his playoff career, he's got a couple wins, but nothing substantial. That dude needs to prove it beyond week 18.
I actually did talk to Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones
Malik
on the
Neighbors,
other hand.
By the way.
Daniel Jones needs to be able to find Malik Neighbors all season long. He needs to be able to throw at least 20 touchdowns. Is right. that the benchmark we're setting? In fact, I would have
16.
To go...
Let's just say 16.
$2 million a touchdown. That is what we will give you, sir.
I wonder, I would have to check is what the over-under on Daniel Jones touchdown passes this year, what Vegas is setting that at.
I bet it's 15 and a half. That's my guess.
It better not be.
He's never thrown more than 15 touchdown passes in a year.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, like, I don't know what he did his rookie year. Jeez. I don't know what he did. I mean, was year
he
two?
He just hands it off 15? To Saquon Barkley.
What is he going into? Is this year four for Daniel Jones?
This is year five, I believe. He was not part of that Justin Herbert, Trevor Lawrence group. I think he was the year before that. Yeah, 2019, round one, pick six. Good God. These stats, you guys, just awful.
Yeah, he threw 24 touchdowns his rookie year.
There you go.
Okay, so did
so he can throw 20 in a season. Okay. But these are the touchdown totals the years after. His second year, 11.
God.
His third year, 10 touchdowns in 11 games. Their playoff season in 2022, he threw 15. And then last year, shortened season, he played six games and only threw two touchdowns.
Ass.
So in six games, now granted five and a half because he got injured in that 6-1, but two touchdowns. And that he was getting sacked like every other snap drop back last season.
Because he's trash.
He easily has the most to prove. Because, one, he got paid, and since that payday, he essentially hasn't lived up to it. Like, I don't, like, care. Oh, well, he doesn't really turn the ball over, and he can run the ball
doesn't
pretty
really
well, you know?
Either. Yeah.
And does he manage a game at all? No.
That dude is borderline, like, he needs to just prove that he is NFL quality at this point. Like... All right, you had a somewhat decent rookie year. You led the team to the playoffs in 2022. Saquon Barkley being fully healthy definitely helped with that as well. You need to show that you can put the team on your back this season because you don't have a Saquon Barkley to fall back on. You have Devin Singletary.
Oh.
You have Malik Nabers. You have Jalen Hyatt. Wandale Robinson. That is what your skill position is looking like right now. Right now. It's a lot of who? Huh? Oh, well, I know Nabers because he was the number one draft pick, but Devin Singletary, I mean, like, okay, he did some... he's a running back. He does things. Daniel Jones, by far, is the quarterback that has the most to prove. Again, regular season and just showing that he can be a competent quarterback in this league.
Things look grim for this team and for Daniel Jones. Like, number one, remember, they were thinking about trading up into the draft to potentially get Drake May or Jaden Daniels, and then they decided, you know, we're going to stay here at six, take a bunch of linemen, which is, you know, okay, cool. You can't. I'm not gonna say you can't go wrong with linemen, but you definitely can. But
they have gone wrong with linemen in the last few years.
You know, and Malik Nabers is probably the one upside that they have. You know, because they did draft a pretty good player in Nabers. But man, I just think you've got too many questions all around the ball. You got a lot of players that were kind of hurt last year, right? There were some injuries. So you got a lot of those players returning from injury, but still that. Depth is a huge problem there, and really not just in one spot, not just like depth up front or depth in your secondary, like no, depth on all three levels of your defense is an issue if you're the Giants. And so they won four games last year. I'd say they're probably on par to win about four games this year with a healthy Daniel Jones.
I could not find an over-under for total touchdown passes for Daniel, but
I found it. And
what was it?
I have to ask, is there any starting quarterback in the NFL that has like benchmarks this low?
Hear me out.
16 and a half. Over under for touchdowns, according to DraftKings.
So not 15 and a half, 16 and a half.
16 and a half.
We were close.
Whoa, boy. Watch out. And then his over under yards.
It's pretty bad.
2,675.
Really? DraftKings has it at 2,800, so you might be getting some value if you put it on DraftKings.
So if Russell Wilson was having those 3,000-yard seasons were like subpar for Russell Wilson, this 23, how many say? 2,300?
2,675.
Get out of here.
Do you have NFL MVP odds there, Joe?
I do not. I think I can get that.
I got it in front of me. It's plus 15,000 for Daniel Jones.
Yeah, I'm not
to
surprised.
Win NFL MVP.
Yeah, because he sucks. Like, yeah. Again, is there like that's rookie quarterback benchmarks right there? Like, hey, bud, if you can just go out there and throw at least 17 touchdowns and at least 2,700, you know, we'll be happy with that. This dude is getting into his fifth year in the NFL, and that's what we're asking of him?
Comeback player of the year odds are only plus 2,000, though, and I would assume that's not much higher than the favorite, so he's probably, like, top five in that award.
What would he be coming back from?
Well, he tore his ACL.
What was he before his ACL?
Being a SE quarterback, Rashad.
Okay.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, the Giants, I'm putting it on. They are going to finish last in this division. I have more faith in Dan Quinn, Jane Daniels, and what they were able to do as far as this offseason, just making that team better. I would rather have Jaden Daniels than Daniel Jones as my quarterback entering this season. I haven't even seen Jaden Daniels play NFL football.
Over under on the number of games before Drew Lock starts and the Giants trade Saquon Barkley. What, five?
We could be very much entering next year, and I don't know what the potential out is for the Daniel Jones contract, but it could be quarterback controversy time in New York this time next year, where if he does play a full season, whatever the case is, as far as injury goes, whatever happens, if Drew Lock is there, if they draft a quarterback, whatever the case may be, we very much could be looking at Daniel Jones possibly being a backup next year in the NFL. I mean, it happens quick for players. Like, for 1 year, you are the starter going to the playoffs, and then 2 years later,
you're holding the clipboard.
Yes.
Guys, I've got a BetMGM line, or an over-under, excuse me, of Daniel Jones' 9.5 touchdowns.
That's awful.
Rushing? That's impossible.
Rushing?
No passing touchdowns. I did confirm that. And it has, Joe, your number of 2675 that you found for his over-under for yards. So I'm looking at this like people really think he will only throw 10 touchdowns, and they are willing to put that out as a bettable number.
They are setting the bar incredibly low.
I have 7 swear words that I can't say right now inside of my head. My God.
So they'd have a potential out in 2025 of his contract. If they cut him after this year, or whatever the case is, get rid of him, there'll be a dead cap hit of $22 million. With the way that the salary cap is heading, like, that's one of those, like, dude, all right, that's fine with us. Like, again, we very much could be looking at the last year as Daniel Jones as a quarterback for the New York Giants, and then potentially just going in as the starter if he is on the team next year. I would not be surprised if we're looking at a quarterback competition between him and whoever they have next year on that roster. Giants, to me, they are finishing last. I'm going for it. I don't trust their weapons. I don't trust Daniel Jones. I don't trust Brian Daboll. They're finishing last. I'll go with the Commanders second to last.
Mm-hmm.
Cowboys, again, I can see them going 9-8. Either barely making the playoffs as a wild card or barely missing out. You know, there are some other good teams in the league that, we're going to get to the NFC South next year. Like, the Buccaneers won that division. Can they get back to that, or can they win even just a wild card? The Falcons are fully expected to make a run this year. As far as the NFC North goes, we talked about it a couple weeks ago. Packers, they obviously need to repeat on their success.
Mm-hmm.
The Bears, Caleb Williams and all the weapons they have, they're expected to be, I think their over-under is at 8.5 or 9.5. They're expected to be competing for a playoff spot.
I believe it too.
Detroit Lions, possibly the best team in the NFC. And then you go to the NFC West, the 49ers. The Seahawks have high expectations this year, at least being a playoff contending team. The Rams are going to be in that same spot, seeing that they went to the playoffs last year. The Cardinals, although they sucked last year, they're going to have Kyler Murray back for a full season. Yeah. And from everybody, people really believe in Jonathan Gannon and that team, and as far as heading in the right direction. So are they going to be more competitive and upset some teams that we're not expecting? So the Cowboys, they're going to be fighting for a playoff spot. The Eagles, they should win this division.
Yeah, this is the Eagles' division to lose. Again, they had a major collapse towards the end of last season. If they can sustain some type of success at the beginning of the year, like, I see a really good season for them, potentially even a Super Bowl.
I love Deal's logic here as far as like on the text line, Vancouver text line, as far as like who has to prove something. And he's like, Daniel Jones has nothing to prove because he sucks and will continue to suck. So,
no,
all he just has to show us that you don't suck as much as you thought you did. That's basically true.
I do think the Eagles are most likely going to win. Jalen Hurts has a lot to prove, though, throwing quite a few more interceptions last year. Making some bad decisions compared to years before, but they're still loaded. The Eagles are the Eagles, right? I'm a Nick Sirianni guy. I think they're doing just fine. So, yeah, I see them probably 12, 13 games, just like I was saying the Ravens would be.
Well, again, a great season for me when it comes to the Dallas Cowboys is them going 2-15 with two wins against the Philadelphia Eagles. That to me is a winning season.
I mean, if you're the Cowboys, you got two bottom feeding teams in your division. That should be four wins you should eat up right there.
I hear you, Jordan. I don't know where when this came out. This was back in May, so maybe it's gotten increased a little bit, but I'm seeing the same thing. Daniel Jones, 9.5 touchdown passes.
Yeah, I cannot believe that is an actual number. I mean, honestly, you kind of want to go tell people to just throw money on it, but then you're like, oh, crap, like, which side should you throw money on? That's a really weird number for a really weird. That's kind of what makes me wonder, will he actually play more than 8 games this season?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Norse Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Norse.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!